2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A dual American citizen has been sentenced to 12 years in prison in Russia for treason after she donated $50 to a pro-Ukrainian charity. Ksenia Karolina's boyfriend pleaded on CBS Mornings.
I'm not a begging man, but I'm begging the American people to help me get Ksenia back.
The White House has just issued a new call for all sides to attend Gaza ceasefire talks resuming in Doha today. Hamas is refusing after the assassinations of two top leaders. U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Jack Lew.
It's of enormous urgency because it's also part of the whole question of maintaining some stability in this region and not having violence escalate.
The Biden administration has announced deals to cut prices on some of Medicare's most expensive drugs. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
According to the White House, Medicare enrollees themselves should save $1.5 billion in out-of-pocket costs for their prescription drugs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Rebecca Cook was in Eau Claire on Wednesday to share her shift in focus towards the general election after winning Tuesday's primary for the 3rd Congressional District. After a strong showing Tuesday, Cook says she, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson are now all focused on beating Congressman Derek Van Orden. Here's Cook on her campaign going forward.
Yeah, our campaign strategy doesn't change, right? We're running a campaign that's really focused on working families here in the 3rd Congressional District and talking about the issues that are most important to them, and that's what we're going to continue talking about.
An Eau Claire man has been sentenced to prison following his conviction in a string of arson fires around the area. According to a WQOW report, Joshua Strom has been sentenced to a year and a half in prison following convictions on 3 of the 7 charges he was facing. Strom allegedly told police he was angry about being kicked out of a homeless shelter before he lit a porta potty on fire at Owen Park. He also admitted to starting a fire at a bus shelter on Claremont Avenue near the former Sacred Heart Hospital. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers name a starting quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Phil Longo, the Wisconsin Badgers offensive coordinator, was asked, so who's the new starting quarterback? Is it Braden Locke or the transfer from Miami, Tyler Van Dyke?
We have named Tyler Van Dyke our starter. I will tell you that Braden Locke, last year it was Tanner Mordecai, and the number 2 was Braden Locke. This year it's Tyler Van Dyke, and we really see Braden Locke. I mentioned to you in the past how much better he's gotten this year. That's how well Braden has done here in camp. But right, as of right now, Tyler Van Dyke is our starter.
NFL, the Packers flying to Denver for a joint practice against the Broncos tomorrow. Sunday night, the starting quarterback will not be Jordan Love. It'll be backup Sean Clifford.
I do think that when the lights come on, it's a little bit different for me. I don't know. It's just an excitement level. I do like to kind of think of myself as a gamer in a way.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their 4-game series with the Dodgers. The Crew winning last night, 5-4, thanks to closer Devin Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 77 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms ending, our low 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms 73. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll tell you, Bill Gates, he would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll talk about Tim Walz, inflation. We'll talk about it all. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, yesterday we had the fog and today we have the rain.
Yeah, man. You know, Calvin, it's already August 15th, man.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. Time's flying.
Yeah, it is, man. And, you know, it won't be long. But anyway, I'm excited as always. Today is my favorite day of the entire week as I am joined by none other than Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Earl. Thank you. Thank you for this introduction. Truly appreciate being on the show. I am honored to be talking to you and to the audience and to Kelvin, to everybody.
Well, you know, man, I just am so thrilled by, you know, what we've been able to accomplish in this short period of time and the impact that you've had on people. Many of my friends and others who have been listening and just kind of, you know, putting these things in perspective, never been anything like it before. And hopefully we'll be able to keep this going for a long time. There's so much to talk about. I'm sitting here looking at all of those medications behind you and all the medications you have and in your pharmacy. And there's a story behind all of them. Hopefully we'll have time to talk about all of those. But for today, let's talk about, you know, I have to say, whenever the thyroid comes up, I never knew what a thyroid, well, I kind of knew a little bit about thyroids. My family, thyroid problems. Hereditary in my family. My mom, three of my sisters had goiters that grew underneath their necks and kind of made their eyes kind of protrude somewhat. And so they knew of the problems with their thyroids because they had to have the goiters removed. And so all those times, I never thought about myself having any problems with a thyroid until one day. Well, it wasn't one day. There were times that I was doing radio and I couldn't swallow. And I couldn't swallow pills. And I couldn't figure out why I couldn't swallow my own saliva. And all of a sudden, this just became a major problem. I wound up going to a doctor, an ear, nose, and throat guy. He did some research and he said, hey, you got to let's do x-rays. And never will forget, right. He did the x-rays And he said, look, wow. He was telling me about the x-rays, and he started with wow. And he frightened me and my wife to death. And then he said, okay, I'm going to send you to a cardiologist. And so he sends me to a cardiologist. I take the x-rays. Cardiologist starts by saying, wow. And I was starting to say goodbye to my wife. And then as it turned out, I had this major thyroid that grew goiter that grew internally that required 5 hours of surgery to remove. So thyroids are a big deal.
They are a big deal, and they are like the body's thermostat. Like it's like controlling the temperature of your house. Like it controls how your body uses energy. All right, so it's small, butterfly shaped in the neck, just below the Adam's apple. Okay, so even though it's small, it plays a big role in keeping you feeling good, and that's very important, because one of the diagnostic ways, the clinical manifestation of the thyroid issues is when a patient comes and they say, like, I feel cold, I'm not losing weight, I'm gaining weight, I have, my hair is thinning. Right, so it helps with like hormone production. It's like it has main hormones, T1, T2, T3, and T4. We only hear about the T3 and the T4. T1 and T2 is still like a matter of research. We don't know a whole lot about, but the T3 and T4 are the most important. All right. Now, the T3 is the active form of the thyroid gland, and the T4 is the inactive form. And when the doctor gives a patient with hypothyroidism a medication like T4, it has to be converted to the T3 to be active. And that kind of gets us to a complex issue of what kind of thyroid medication do I need, and how to diagnose that I am having the right dose of the thyroid medication. Because it's not just the medication, it's lifestyle, it is stress, it is vitamins that you have in your body, and it is like if the medication is healthy, because some patients have excellent lab values, but they are feeling awful, and their thyroid problem is not properly diagnosed, not properly treated. And that's why we need people who are taking thyroid medications for years to kind of consider the fact that, all right, is this the correct dose for now? And is there any kind of clinical signs that need me to ask the doctor if the doses need to be adjusted or extra labs need to be performed to see how can I get the optimum medication regimen for the thyroid?
So let me ask you, because my doctor, they're very, very cautious once you lose your thyroid about those medications and taking the labs and either going up or down with the thyroid medications that I take. What are the dangers of them giving you getting too much of the thyroid medication as opposed to not enough? There's a balance that they're trying to strike once you lose your thyroid.
Yeah. So let's say that once the thyroid gland is removed, the body can no longer produce these hormones on its own. So you will need a lifelong hormone replacement therapy to maintain normal metabolic functions in the body, okay? So that is key. Now, the main medications that you would get is the T4, which is synthetic form of the very important thyroxine, which is a T4, all right? It used to be normally produced by your thyroid gland. Now it's not. So you get it, and the medication is supposed to be converted to the T3. If it's not converted, that's a problem. And this can happen. For some patients, can be up to 15% of patients. 3 to 15% of patients cannot convert the T4 to T3. So after 6 weeks of giving you the medication, the doctor would check the levels again to make sure that the levels are fine, the TSH, the T3, and the T4. And there is also a very important lab value, which is reverse T3, If they are elevated, this means the conversion is not happening correctly. And this, if this is happening, the doctor would give you another medication called liothyronine or the T3. And just to tell you something, yeah.
What are the inherent dangers of it not being converted?
You're not going to be getting the energy that you need in your body that the thyroid would be doing. It's just you're getting an inactive form of the medication, of the drug, of the hormone, so it's not doing its function. And there is several patients that this is actually the case. Some patients are taking the combined therapy of T4 and T3 because the conversion is not happening correctly. So they take T3 supplementation, which is a medication called liothyronine, comes in two doses, 5 microgram and 25 microgram. Because when the doctor does the lab, he finds that the patient is not converting correctly. And that's why when we ask the patients to go request lab values from the doctor, we ask them to ask for comprehensive thyroid lab values, which includes also reverse T3 and antibodies to check them out so the doctor can have a more conclusive picture of the thyroid.
So, Dr. Omar, what are the... Oh, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Sure. Please, go ahead.
No, so what are the signs that the thyroids aren't working properly? Your thyroid is not working properly in your body. I mean, since we talked about this little small organ that we don't, you know, people kind of don't even know they have it. What are the signs that it's not working?
Well, it's like you hear this from the patient with thyroid abnormalities. They tell you, I feel awful. I am tired all the time. I have weight gain, cold sensitivity, dry skin, dry hair, constipation, depression, mood swings, slow heart rate.
Wow.
Muscle weakness, memory problem, and brain fog.
Wow.
Heavy for women, heavy or irregular periods. That's the hypothyroidism, which is underactive thyroid. While there is an overactive thyroid, which is weight loss, rapid heartbeat, heat intolerance. I mean, that feeling excessively warm or sweating more than usual. Nervousness and anxiety, insomnia, increased appetite. So when a patient is having those kind of depression, let's say a patient comes to a doctor and say, I have depression, I feel depressed, the doctor would ask other questions. If he feels also there is other signs like constipation, slow heart rate, etc., the doctor would ask for complete blood count, thyroid labs, and hormonal checks, because these are checkpoints for the doctor to make sure that the thyroid is acting normal. And because he has to check if there is hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism or anything that is also serious about the thyroid gland. Remember, it's like the hormone for happiness.
You know, Dr.
And it's very important.
Dr. Omar, what all of this says to me is that you really need to be cognizant of what's happening with yourself on a constant basis. The changes in things, your body, the way it's situated and set up, you, when things aren't going according to the way they should, you really need to be cognizant of that and then make sure you go and get those things checked out. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number you can join us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
93.5 The Tap.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
You are now officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy. As always, in Mequon-Thiensville, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
Yes, I do. Dr. Omar, when we last talked, I mentioned quail eggs. Specific Eternix quail eggs, and you said you'd look into it. Have you found anything yet? And I realize you're a busy man.
Yes. I looked it up right away. And I looked at the research behind the quail eggs. While they are very rich in nutrition, they have very rich in minerals, and they may have more nutrients than other eggs for other birds. But at the same time, the clinical manifestation of the research of how it helps with anti-aging, anti-cancer properties, I did not find enough data for it. Maybe there are cases here and there, but I didn't find a lot of things in the literature. And also in the other holistic resources that I searched. So my belief is that it would be helpful to eat them every now and then, but we don't have conclusive results on their effect for anti-aging and in anti-aging medicine. And the challenge we have in anti-aging, it's a very broad term, and finding the agents that are conclusively helping the cells of the body stay young, it is not as easy as it looks. But I would look at the quail eggs same way as I look at eating healthy meals.
Thank you, Dr. Omar. Also, one more question. I'm a good friend of, and Earl knows him quite well too, of Larry Heisel. And Larry has a saying, where the mind goes, the body follows. I really believe we have not explored the mind enough to understand its healing powers of just positive thinking and positive outcomes gives you that. Now, I have through Christianity, and we find it's just phenomenal. But I wanted you just to say a few words on the power of the mind to the healing of the body, you would. I'm hanging up now.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Omar, I know you will... You will concur.
I just came back from a spiritual journey. I was in Mecca. I was visiting the Holy Land, and I needed that because I'm under a lot of stress from work, from doing so many things, and I found that I needed a break. My stress hormone was over the roof, so I did a stress hormone test, and I found that between morning and night, my levels are very high. And I take my supplements, I eat healthy, and then I found that my spiritual journey needs a journey. So I did this, and I completely agree with you. We have to take care of our minds, our souls. We have to be rested. We have to work on our stress level from a higher point of view, believing in God, religions, believing in people, believing in humanity, coming together. This is very important, especially in the times that we're living now, that every time you open the news, it's like crazy stuff happening, or just can't imagine it. So I completely agree. I take this as a prescription. I follow it by heart. And I am happy that you're bringing this up to the show.
All right, Dr. Omar, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. Thank you very much for the call, as always.
Good morning, Dr. Omar and Earl. Thanks so much for this invaluable information. I've shared it with many. I was driving the other day out on West North Avenue, and I noticed I was driving behind a Welltopia car, and I saw your license plate, Wellmun, M-U-N. Just wondering what the
meaning
of that was.
Melmune,
right.
So, yeah, so during I bought my car during COVID times, and I have a supplement to support immune health. The supplement was created based on the top 5 or 6 supplements that would have the most research to support the immune health: vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, N-acetylcysteine, and vitamin A. And then I found the company that made this product in the clinical doses, that if a patient takes only 2 capsules every day, all year long, they would have kind of, their immune system will be better, immune resilience is better. If they get sick, they recover very fast. So I kind of had this company private label this product. I called it Wellmune, W-E-L-L-M-U-N-E. Then when I bought a car, I made a special license plate and I called it Wellmune, because the key to protection of good health is the immune system, and I wanted people to be healthy. So I wanted it to be like a hallmark for this era of the time that we were living. Wellmune, to take care of our immune health.
Excellent, thank you. And a question that I have, at my age, and I'm at the end of my 8th decade, I'm 79, pretty healthy, but I'm concerned about my blood sugar. I'm in a pre-diabetic stage, and it's been my blood sugar, which I check every morning, is ramping up. And I'm just wondering if you have any advice that can help me to stay out of the type 2 diabetic diagnosis.
The most important thing is to eat a healthy breakfast before 10 a.m. to make sure that the metabolism of the insulin is happening correctly in the body. And then there are supplements that would be highly recommended if you are pre-diabetic. And we can start with a good multivitamin, because it would have enough of many different micronutrients, like active life, because we're looking for chromium, we're looking for magnesium, we're looking for alpha-lipoic acid. These are supplements that would help lower the blood sugar and keep it in a healthy range, help also as an antioxidant, because every number that goes up in the, when you check your blood sugar, this is going against your healthy cells. So again, chromium, magnesium, alpha-lipoic acid, and we have also other things like cinnamon, vitamin D, fenugreek. But I would start with a very good multivitamin like Active Life. I'm not talking about the other cheap brands. I'm talking about a good multivitamin. And I go from there. Add magnesium, add chromium, add other things.
You know, Dr. Omar, and we'll talk about this on the other side, but you said cinnamon. I'm reading things that says cinnamon is not good for you. You know, so we get information that's all over the map, and how do we know what is the good information and what's not the good information? We'll do all this on the other side. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man convicted in a triple murder in the La Crosse area will be sentenced to life in prison. A jury this week convicted Nia Tau for the killings at a quarry outside La Crosse 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Tau and another man killed three people over a debt. Tau faces a mandatory life sentence. Governor Evers says he's glad to maintain control of federal money coming to Wisconsin after Tuesday's statewide referenda.
It's a wrong-headed effort to essentially make the legislators part of the executive branch of government. I apologize for nothing there. We've done the right thing with that money.
Evers says the attempt to amend the state constitution was a Republican effort to get back at him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. United States Senator Tammy Baldwin visited the Chippewa Valley on Wednesday as part of her Rural Leaders for Tammy campaign. Senator Baldwin visited a dairy farm before making an appearance at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days and concluded her visit with a tour of Leining Kugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls. Senator Baldwin says the goal of the tour is to connect with rural residents of the state to learn more about the challenges they're facing as she prepares to take on Republican Eric Hovde in November's general election. The Pablo Center in Eau Claire has announced it will host its inaugural first robotics competition on Saturday. According to a WQOW report, the event will feature head-to-head robotic matches, hands-on STEM activities for all ages, and pit tours for visitors to see the behind-the-scenes action of preparing and fixing robots during a competition. The event is free and open to the public from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. There will also be two food trucks available outside the event, which will donate some proceeds to a robotics team. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 77 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms ending, our low 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms 73. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Todd Alba Show.
Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Now, I was involved in politics for 30 plus years. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the road.
It's not just cities, it's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. Voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about the Pabst Mansion in Milwaukee. Also, all things sports with Paul Noonan and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
But it ain't.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me through calling the pharmacy or texting. Actually, if they call up the pharmacy and then 262-429-9429 and they pick option two, they can leave a direct message to me. I'll hear it and then I'll get back to the customers. And also, they can go to the website welltopiarx.com and send me a message or request a consultation. I have limited availability on my consultation schedule now, but I will open them as the weeks come by. This is very important. You mentioned a very important and very good question about the cinnamon, because cinnamon is very helpful supplement to help with blood sugar control, improve insulin sensitivity, lowers fasting blood sugar, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. But then there is a challenge with certain forms of cinnamon, because there's something called the coumarin content, C-O-U-M-A-R-I-N. The cinnamon, especially the cassia cinnamon, there is the cassia cinnamon and another cinnamon called the Ceylon, S-E-Y-L-O-N cinnamon. The cassia cinnamon has high coumarin content, which is can increase blood thinning activity, can cause liver damage at high content of it, can be allergic. So that's why when you go to the store and you find just cinnamon labeled as cinnamon, they are the cassia cinnamon that have this kind of effect. Just the high amount of it can cause these effects. The better supplements that come from professional grade supplements, they try to more use the Ceylon, S-E-Y-L-O-N, cinnamon, which have lower coumarin content, in which we can take a higher dose without having those side effects. And then that's why, again and again, I tell the patients, in order to make sure you're getting what you're paying for when you're getting a supplement, not getting anything that's harmful, is to always treat supplements as a medication. Get a highly professional grade supplement to make sure you're getting the right stuff.
See, this is why, Dr. Omar, this is such a valuable conversation that you and I have. You go to the grocery store, you go in the spices aisle, and it says cinnamon, and there are all sorts of cinnamon and for sale. And then there's one organic cinnamon, and which tastes different than all the other cinnamons that they have. But nobody ever talked about cinnamon like you talk about it from the clinical perspective of it. And so when you read something that says cinnamon is good for you in coffee, or others that says cinnamon is not good for you in coffee, how are we supposed to know any of it? You're talking about things just in cinnamon alone that can damage you, and people aren't aware of those things.
Yeah, I agree with you. Moderation is key. So like if you get cinnamon to use it as a flavor, use it in cooking just as a flavor every now and then, it's fine. But if you take it as thinking that this is what's lowering my blood sugar, I'm going to take a lot of it every day, this is when we need to ask, is this a good thing to do or not? I have a friend of mine, her mother believed in chia seeds. Like she was getting chia seeds, trying to get the protein content from chia seeds. She was eating it lunch, dinner, breakfast, until she had to go to the ER and they had chia seeds coming out of her nose, because they told her like you overdid it, you know. So this is the thing, is like there is nothing that's a magic bullet. Everything has a plus or minus. And moderation is the key. And that's why today we're talking about the thyroid gland. Too much thyroid gland is not good. Too little is not healthy. Some patients that take the medication that you take early, the levothyroxine, the T4, after 6 weeks, their levels are not improving. They still feel tired. They still not having any optimum results. And then when the doctor checks the thyroid gland again, he has to change the medication. And sometimes the commercial available drug, levothyroxine, doesn't work. And the doctor has to change it to not a synthetic version of the thyroid gland, porcine thyroid gland, which is called the MP thyroid and armored thyroid. These are the brand names for them, which are harder to extract, that contain the T4 and the T3 in addition to other forms of the gland. The gland of the pig is usually what is used. And this medication is widely prescribed by integrative prescribers, sometimes over-prescribed, because sometimes it's prescribed to patients that don't even have thyroid problems. So I tell people also to be careful with who they work with, even in the integrative medicine field. But some patients don't respond unless they take this form of the thyroid gland. And some patients have to move from a thyroid medication to another, and they keep trying for 6 months to 1 year until they find a form of the thyroid medication that works for them. And that's where compounding comes in play, because we can design the dose according to the lab values and the clinical manifestation of the disease, and work with the doctor and the patient to make the exact precise dose. And that's why the thyroid is a very wide term. And the medication that works for your friend and for your son and for your family member does not necessarily mean it will work for you, even if you have a brother that has the same condition and certain medication works for them. It's very bio-individualized. It's also, the thyroid gland is so much related to stress. I know a lot of people that had thyroid problems because of stress in their lives. Because stress affects the thyroid gland. Not being able to sleep, night shifts. If someone is having a night shift every day of their life and they are doing this for years and they tell you, I am fine, I can work all night, I have no problem with that. There is a lot of physiological changes that happen in the body. And those patients, I would call them patients. The night owls are patients, because they have to check always, make sure that their thyroid gland is working in an optimum level. Their stress level, is stress hormone, is working fine. It's crucial for everyone who works long night shifts to keep up with their labs, with their doctor visits, because God made our bodies in a way to do something, and we're doing something completely different. Yes, we need those jobs, but at the same time, we have to consider rotation. We have to consider changing the working environment and working schedule. And I have to tell you, through my career as a pharmacist and as a clinician and as a human being, every person that I encountered who work night shifts, they have health challenges that if don't happen in the first year, they happen after 10 years. I myself, one of my biggest challenges in my health, in my life, happened after I stayed 2 days without sleeping. It took me 2 years to come back to normal, because something happened in my body and in my brain that took me 2 years to normalize, just not being able to sleep for 2 days.
So I worked night shift for over 10 years. I worked third shift, and I used to work sometimes 7 nights a week, third shift, and never knew, you know, that it was having some impact. But I want to, a couple things, Dr. Omar. I want to go back to something someone said earlier, and you said it. As we start preparing for the fall and the winter, what do we need to start doing, and when do we need to start doing it to prepare ourselves and our immune systems? Because COVID is running rampant now. It's going to be running even more rampant as the seasons change. What do we need to start doing to prepare our bodies? And before you go there, I have to say this to the listening audience. Before I started talking with you and taking your advice, I was feeling run down. I'm one of the most active 70-year-olds you're going to find anywhere. I'm active in my life. I've always been. I'm busy, you know, from probably the time I get up until the time I go to bed. I'm active. I'm busy. I'm in my community. I'm serving people. But I feel better now, Dr. Omar, than I felt in a decade or more. I'm older. But it's because of the different supplements and things and my conversation. It's just truth. The only thing I can attribute it to is the fact that I'm taking the right supplements and my body is responding to it by not feeling worn out, by not feeling tired. I feel more vibrant. My muscles, as Popeye would say, my muscles are feeling, you know, back to where they work. But prior to those things, I was feeling run down.
Earl, I'm so happy that I am able to help you with my advice and with the products that I have in my pharmacy. That makes me feel like fulfilled in my career. I'm going to tell you that health is like 10 points. If you work on point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if you're patient, you do the right things, you're going to be in better health because we're working based on science and based on data and based on so many good things. But thank you for saying that. Look, as we prepare for the fall and winter, I was just thinking of that on my way here. We have to look at the priorities, okay? First, we have to, this is the time that we would be feeling cold, a change in the weather, viruses, bacteria, all of that. So we have to prepare for our immune system. People who believe in vaccines should prepare for timing when to get the flu shot and the COVID-19 booster. And there is a new booster about to be released. My predictions, and like there is no data that came from the CDC yet, but my predictions, it's going to be end of this month, beginning of September. And also the flu shots are already released. I have them in stock. But if you want to take them together on the same day, it's absolutely fine. If you want to park them by 2 weeks, it's also absolutely fine. So if people who believe in the vaccines start getting the flu shots and the COVID-19 boosters. I believe in taking the vaccines, especially for population who are having compromised immune system and for seniors, flu shots and COVID-19 boosters. And then immune boosting foods, foods that are rich in vitamin C, D, zinc, antioxidants, leafy greens, avocado, eating eggs, people who don't have sensitivity to eggs, fruits, citrus fruits, and not orange juice, I'm saying. I mean, if you want to eat orange, eat actual orange, not the orange juice, because the actual orange have fiber, so you don't have this dip don't have this so much sugar that needs to be, you know, broken down by insulin right away. So this is very important, immune boosting foods. And then the supplements, consider supplements like that my title plate of my car, Wellmune, that have the C, the D, the zinc, the probiotics to support the immune system. And then I would also recommend that you have at your home a very important kit that I would say emergency kit for cold and flu. I would have something to help to help with coughing, like elderberry syrup, people who want to get medications that help with that, over-the-counter medications, have a humidifier, and then stock up on the essentials.
So when we come back, I want to talk about, I've been reading for a long time how great blueberries are for you, and I just started reading something lately that said, stop eating all those blueberries. The exact opposite of what somebody had said earlier, where these things are essential for you, and now there's somebody combating that. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Just keeping time.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to treat
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon and Thiensville. So, Dr. Omar, how do we know? You know, been hearing all the time that blueberries are absolutely essential and great for you and for your immune systems and all of those things. And there are doctors who will back this up. And you read it in different places. And now all of a sudden, after all these years, there's some other doctor who comes out and says, hey, those blueberries you've been taking, you need to cut back on there can be these completely different diagnoses from doctors, and they're so polar opposite. How do we know which one is telling us the truth?
Yeah, well, I mean, blueberries are rich in antioxidants for sure. They have a lot of vitamins and minerals. Actually, they are packed with antioxidants, okay? Particularly anthocyanins, all right? Which give them this deep blue color. So these are helpful. Blueberries help with blood sugar control, help with digestive health. But then there is a bad thing that the pesticide concern is very important. So if you eat blueberries, I'd highly recommend that you take them organic, because non-organic blueberries are often treated with pesticides. So there is health risks. Long-term exposure to pesticides can be linked to several health issues. So that's a challenge. Also the cost. They are not cheap to get enough of them. So moderation is key. Getting them organic is key. And again, like anything that we do, a lot of thinking that this is the only key to health and wellness. I don't believe in it. And some people react to certain vitamins just because they have sensitivities to certain foods. So if someone is having several gut issues and they are not resolved and they eat certain foods and they feel sick or tired or brain fog, I highly recommend that they do food sensitivity tests. Some of them are paid by the insurance, some of them are not. But these food sensitivity tests are going to give a map out of the foods that we can eat and keep us healthy.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talked about, before we went on break, you talked about a kit that people should put together to address, you know, the changing of the weather. And so, you know, you notice your loved one, the child, a young person that's in your home, or even your loved one, and you notice there's a sniffle, starting to noticing that. Is that the sign? Is that the time that you need to start realizing that sniffle, which is something that's different? The runny nose, that it's time to try to, something is happening?
Yeah, actually, with the first sign of a cold, I start to take vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc and all of that. I have a supplement called Verawin that have 11 different micronutrients in clinical doses and also have mushrooms in them. And I take one capsule every hour. I take higher dose in the first few hours of my sickness. But the next day, I would feel much better. And the reason is because the body, in the beginning of the sickness, the immune system is revved up. It's facing challenges. And the immune system needs a lot of help and uses the vitamin C and the zinc and the vitamin D, uses a lot of these in higher doses. So supporting the body at that time with fluids, with these kind of urgent nutrients would help you to recover fast. So yeah, I would do it with the first sign. I would keep a humidifier in the house to make it working through the night, because restful sleep is important. I would keep NyQuil or DayQuil or whatever quil that works. Just things that I would need right away. I don't have to run to the pharmacy to get. I have a friend of mine, a lawyer, that I kind of, during the December, the last days of December, he texted me and he told me, Omar, I just can't stay home and I'm very sick. I need some help. And he just got sick at that time. And I sent him some of these supplements I'm mentioning to you. After 24 hours, he's calling me and he's telling me, I can't believe myself. I feel like back in town. He told me, I am in my office working. I'm not meeting patients because I'm worried if I'm sick to give them anything, but I am working, I am fine, I am healthy. So the thing is, like, this is science-backed supplements that are recommended, and they are recommended from the first sign of the
Dr. Omar,
sickness.
So we hear people say the cold just has to run its course. There's nothing you can do once you've, you know, this cold has hit you. I don't care what you take. It's got to run its course. Is that true, or is there just something that you can minimize? It's got to run its course, but you can minimize the misery that you're going to feel.
The question is going to be, I like this question. I think if we say, like, is the course going to run for a couple of days or a whole week or 10 days? So these are questions we can ask. And I think, I think we can make it much better. If you're taking a supplement like Wellmune every day, and then you're going to get sick less. And if you get sick, you're going to sick less days, and you're going to thrive better than many other patients. Even the CDC was talking about the higher patients with higher level of vitamin D, as in David, they thrived, and they had better health than other patients that were not taking higher doses of vitamin D. Their levels were not high enough. So we want the course to be shorter, you know.
Dr. Omar, as always, great having the dialogue and the conversation. Tell the family I said hello, and I'll see you again in a few days. All right. You have been officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Calvin, how can people get the information?
Yeah, you can listen back to the podcast at civicmedia.us/shows. Or on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcasts.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Todd Albaugh.
On our next show, Todd is joined by Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, creators of Just a Bit Outside, a brand new documentary about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run at the World Series. Tune in for your chance to win some tickets.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 on the Allball Show, as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS